for yourself. Question authority. Think for yourself. Question authority. Throughout human history, as our species has faced the frightening, terrorizing fact that we do not know who we are or where we're going in this ocean of chaos, it has been the authorities, the political, the religious, the educational authorities who attempted to comfort us by giving us order, rules, regulations, forming in our minds their view of reality. To think for yourself, you must question authority and learn how to put yourself in a state of vulnerable, open-mindedness, chaotic, confused vulnerability to inform yourself.
The day I drive. Radio. Welcome back, fuckers. Hey, what do you know? It's Friday and Sunny Crack just ended, so obviously I'm up next, right? How y'all doing? Loop Radio, I'm Rasta Gnostic. And let's go ahead and jump off, man. I was just reading an article by, was it Ted Zeminski, whatever. The draft is in committee right now. The draft is in the Armed Forces Committee. Now, I read some shit on InfoWars and other places that said this thing was, I guess, already in the Congress, but that's bullshit. Hey, even sometimes in the Patriot Movement, slank gets put on things. But the fact is, it's in committee, and if you know anything about the way our government works, is that if it's in committee, it's soon to be voted on by the Congress. Now, dig around in your state and find out what committees that your congressmen, your senators, and your House of Representative members are on. And if they're on the military subcommittee or whatever it is, then you need to give them a call and tell them knock the fucking shit off. Because the draft is coming. You know, and I think a lot of us feel that the next giant terrorist attack is coming, right? Isn't that obviously what it's going to take to institute a draft? Come on, man. A lot of you that are mid-20s and 30s, your parents are baby boomers. They could tell you stories about the draft and about Vietnam. And your grandparents, too. So, let's get into the draft. You know, I've actually met some patriots that think a draft is a good thing. I think a draft is bullshit. I think it's that whole, 13th Amendment of the Constitution about involuntary servitude? And that's exactly what a draft is. To me, one of the indications that a centralized government is tyrannical is that it forces its citizens into servitude. One example is the draft. The other example is the income tax. But that was a different show, and that's something different for a future show. Me personally, Rasta Gnostic, the Institute of Draft, I think I fall into the age group that they're looking for. I'm out. I will completely duck out of society. You know, take my family and go. I think that'd be the final straw, because there's really no escaping that. For you young men out there, there's really no escaping that besides going on the run. And, in fact, one thing I've been thinking about, one idea I've had that I've kicked around here and there, is the idea of an underground railroad for these people. You know, kind of like what Harriet Tubman did for the slaves, you know, way back in our ancient history. So, the draft. I mean, how many of you are going to really put your kids up for the draft? How many of you patriots are going to sit around and just kind of go along with it because you don't know what else to do? How many of you are that pussy? Yeah, I've heard Alex Jones himself say he'd go along with it as long as he was able to protect the borders and do other things. I believe his little yell about it ended with, as long as you're not sending me to a foreign country, I'd help out. That freaks me out just a little bit. And if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Send me some sound clips. But the way I look at it, me personally, and I'm a hardcore motherfucker, I think, is if I wake up tomorrow and I found out a draft bill is passed and that the president's going to sign it, I'm out. It's time to go. You'll be getting Loop Radio made on a laptop from the middle of nowhere and emailed from a goddamn internet cafe. That's the way it's going to have to work. Refuse and resist. You know, who knows, hell, fuck, maybe I'll stick around and just do a little civil disobedience, which is what we need here, which is what we need. You know, now that they're talking about draft, now's the time to start studying up on what the hippies did in the late 60s and the 70s when it came to the draft. It's time to start learning their techniques and their art of war. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Rasta, we're ready for that. Well, we need to fix it. We need to make it different. We need to refresh it. It's like I said, man, I tell you where all this got started. You know, they sneak this type of shit in because y'all motherfuckers were worried about Michael Jackson. They snuck this shit in because y'all motherfuckers were worried about Terry Schiavo. And I know, people tell me, well, Schiavo was very important. It was all about the government being able to take your life. Well, that's a fucking dumb issue, man. And it's a dumb issue, and it's a null and void issue because they could do that anyway. What the fuck was Schiavo going to prove? And all the Jackson trial did was prove, once again, that if you have money and you have power and people love you, you've got a great illusion out there, you're not fucking going to be held responsible for shit. Okay? So, those of you who sat there excited, wondering if Jackson was going to get found guilty, you just wasted all your fucking time, man. You could have been jerking off or something. Smoking a bowl. You know, so here we are. Man, you know, it's, I spent the whole last, what, month trying to dig through all these stupid non-issue stories, you know, this, all the bickering going on between the House about judges. And then you got all the bullshit with Michael Jackson that was a distraction issue. And then there was Shiloh and fuck, what the hell else was out there? You know what I'm getting at. Those of you listening to the show, you know what I'm getting at. So, what is going to be your course of action against a draft? Because you know they're going to pass it. You know they're going to pass it. I think what we need to worry about is what it's going to take to get it passed. And I don't think we should necessarily be contacting our representatives about the draft. Maybe we should be contacting them about a little government-instituted terrorism. Huh? Maybe we should call them and let them know that, you know, kind of like Mr. Jones said before the September 11th, is, you know, we know you're fucking up to something, and if something blows up, and if something goes to shit, we're going to come blame you. I think that should be our course of action on this. Maybe, you know, maybe it isn't so much fighting the draft, but maybe it's letting these motherfuckers know that they're up to something. We know that they're up to something. We know something's about to blow up. I mean, I get that feeling anyway. They got the real ID in place. They've, you know, like I covered on the last show, they've got all their little homeland security, reconnaissance stuff ready to go. I mean, these guys are ready to go. Everything is in place. The legislation, the technology, all of it is ready to go. And it's because I don't think we did enough to make people realize that everything else that was going on was a fucking distraction. It's, look, there's a decoy. You see? So, yeah, stand up against the draft and fight against it, but at the same time, I think we need to be contacting these motherfuckers and letting them know that we know something's up. We know there's something coming down the pipe, and they better not kill thousands of people again. We need to tell them, you better not fucking kill thousands of people again, because there's going to be hell to pay. You know, it seems to me if they think 911 was a bitch to cover up, you know, wait till the next one when we're looking for it, when we're ready for it. Be ready for it, because it's coming. I hate saying that, man. It scares me to say that. You know, but somebody's got to say it. I haven't heard it yet on the Blood Show or the Jones Show or anything, but something's coming down the pipe, man. I've got this eerie feeling that people are about to die soon. And that you and I and everybody under the age of, what was it, 42, 36, something like that, hut hut. Everybody under those ages, man, it's going to be on our ass. We're going to feel the real sting of the New World Order. We're going to begin to really feel the fucking heat, you know, getting turned up on us with this draft. So what are we going to do? Are we going to treat this like everything else, like the real ID, and just, ho-hum, they snuck it up on us. Oh, shit. Is that what we're going to do? Or are we going to let another one just kind of go like that? Or are we going to get in the streets again? Or are we going to vibe that old feeling of revolution, that old feeling of freedom, and take it to them? And let them know, A, we know something's up, we know you're about to blow something up, and thousands of people are going to die, don't do it, because we'll know who's responsible, and B, don't you even fucking dare pass a draft. To me, this is one of the final straws. I mean, this is the line in the sand. I'll die for nobody but me and my family. And some close friends. You know, the same things that I take on faith are the same things that I'll die for, and that's my family and my closest friends. And if you're going to sit back and just allow them to pass a draft, or it shouldn't have even gotten a fucking committee. You should be pissed off that these guys even thought about it enough to get it in the committee. Right? I don't know, man. I feel like a loser right now. I really feel like a loser right now. Because I didn't do enough. Yeah, so here we go. Bring your daughter to the slaughter. You know, hug your kids and love them, because you're not going to get to see them for too much longer once this draft bill passes. This is Ross and Austin of the Loop Radio. Here's a song for you. Thank you. Back on Loop Radio, I'm your host, Ross Nosick. Don't forget, after me tonight on the Friday Night Block Party, you got Garen Green. And don't forget, Saturday, you got Rex, Direwolf, Damon Weisel. We got some new guys coming up. I know one is Chris Grenade. Fucking love that name, Chris Grenade. And I think they're going to do Thursdays or something. PM Rob, he'll tell you all about it. I was just reading here a news story. It says, Patriot Act critics laud vote to limit use. Alright, this is from Washington. Advocates of rewriting the USA Patriot Act are claiming momentum after the House, despite a White House veto threat, voted to restrict investigators from using the anti-terrorism law to peek at library records and bookstore sales slips. Wednesday's 238-187 vote came as lawmakers ramped up efforts to extend the Patriot Act, which was passed quickly in the emotional aftermath of September 11, 2001. Yeah, they were getting attacked by fucking anthrax. When Congress passed the law, it included a sunset provision under which 15 of its provisions are to expire at the end of this year. Now, I know some of you right now, and even I was at first, were going, well, fucking A, finally somebody does something halfway right. But there's always a catch, and this relates back to what I was talking about before the Rage Against the Machine. Something's about to blow up soon. And what freaks me out about this is that they are gonna weaken their own tyrannical bill. Okay? And this is what I see. They go ahead and this thing gets weakened. I bet you it goes all the way up to Bush. Bush vetoes it and there's a big stink. And then, boom, something's going to blow up. And you think the Patriot Act was bad now, wait until something else blows up. And they can honestly say, you guys made it weak and we couldn't. You know, who fucking knows, man? They're going to say that this person was fucking around in a library and figured out how to blow something up. And then this is all going to come back to bite us in the ass because they're going to pass it. And it's going to be worse. You know, so me, you know, I try not to get too fucking excited when I see stories like this, man. Because, you know, after 10 years of reading about this shit, about the New World Order and how they work and operate, you know, you got to sit and wait for the other fucking shoe to drop. I mean, you have to. You know, I think where some people get lost is they don't realize that these people think like criminals. And if you've ever been a criminal, if you've ever been associated with criminals, you know how criminals think. They come up with the most bass-ackward shit, you know, to get things done. Man, and that's all this is. This is sleight of hand. This gets, you know, everybody excited about maybe the Patriot Act being weakened and maybe we're getting somewhere. And, you know, I've been seeing stories all over the net where, you know, George Bush is starting to lose his credibility. We got that cabinet member who wrote the article about the World Trade Center story being bullshit. And now we've got this Patriot Act being weakened. They're pulling in the draft on him, which nobody likes. And so, you know, I don't know. It's almost like right before September 11th. I mean, George Bush was a lame duck fucking president. He was a limp dick. You know what I mean? And everybody was figuring out, well, 4 years of this motherfucker, we'll boot him out and get somebody else. No big deal. Remember the Congress was laughing at him most of the time? And then September 11th happened, and all of a sudden he's this big, strong motherfucker, and the Congress got filled with Republicans. Well, you know, starting to see the evidence of that happen again. They're lame-ducking him again. You know, they're making him to look like an idiot again. You know, I think his approval ratings are going down. And hell, these guys also have to contend with that Fox News is losing ratings. You know, their main propaganda outlet. So, you know, we have to look at what's going on around us is these guys are giving the impression that they're being weakened. Well, you know, every time that fucking happens, we get nailed. Or at least the last couple times we've gotten nailed, this is the way it started. So, you know, keep your eye out on this one. You know, just because these guys say they're weakening something that gives them a lot of power, man, I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a fucking minute because criminals don't do that. Criminals keep all the little bit of power that they can get. You see, I think that's the problem with some of this Patriot movement, is some of you do not think like criminals. You don't think like a thug. You know, you don't think like somebody who's had to deal with drug dealers buying their pot. You know, y'all need to do some research. There you go. Become potheads and start selling pot so you can get some education. Yeah, so think about that too, man. Just because we get some good news doesn't mean it's always fucking good. You know, take the good news with a grain of salt. Yeah, because accepting their good news and being happy about it is just as dangerous as getting their bad news and being hurt by it. You know, you're going to end up in the same place no matter what. So, you know, if we get good news, hey, enjoy the good news for a few minutes, but then it's time to kick your free-thinking brain back into gear and start, you know, figuring out what other instances could come out of all this. And that's what I see here, man. It just doesn't make sense for a criminal to give up power. Especially a fucking politician, a bureaucrat. Especially them. You know, and in a way, I think that's what the powers that be fear. I think they fear people like us, people like you, some of the people, not all, because I don't know all of you personally, but some of the people here at Revere, you know, we've led lives that's taken us to points where we've had to revert to criminality in order to survive. You know, whatever that level of survival was, whether it was buying a bag of weed to stay sane for one more fucking day, or whether it was having to fucking sell the weed, you know, to keep food on the table or to pay the light bill. You know, I think the powers that be fear people like that. They fear the ugly American out there. I mean, they're not so much scared of you, you know, you straight-laced guys on our forums and in our movement, you know, that are, you know, you guys were pretty good guys before you got into this. But I think what they're scared of is this youth coming up and scared of people like me and Sonny and Rob, people that have had to fucking rip and bite and tear sometimes just to fucking get through it. You know, because in a way I think we know the value of having nothing to lose. And I think we have the value of of knowing that, you know, life's fucking short, man. You know, and I think we also have a higher ability to deal with, I don't know, emotions like fear, maybe. You know, because if you've ever had to be a criminal, then you've had to cope with the fear of that's involved with that, you know, whether it's being caught by police or what your family's going to think or any of that. Because that goes through a criminal's head at first. You know, and not to mention that some of us have done stretches in jail. I mean, you know, for me, you know, not, I don't necessarily fear jail. I mean, I might have fear over not having any smokes or any weed when I want it, or, you know, a cold beer now and again. But the actually going to jail doesn't fucking frighten me one bit, because I've been there, because I know how it works there. You know, so I think they fear that more than they do anything else, because if anybody's going to be thrown down with them, it's going to be us. And, you know, I've run into people on forums, man, that have blasted people like me. You guys are a bunch of criminals. You're helping out the CIA. You're doing this. You're doing that. I would never work with somebody like you. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what, man? I got a message for you guys out there, is that when the shit hits the fan, it's going to be guys like us, guys here at Revere. Fucking roughnecks, man. Fucking hardcore motherfuckers that are going to be pulling your ass out. Because when it comes down to it, a lot of you are going to have trouble breaking the law, breaking the rules. Because when the shit hits the fan, man, all rules are off. All is fair in love and war, right? Everybody's heard that, and that's true. You know, if we ever get to a point, we're all going to have to be on the run, and we're all going to have to be defending ourselves, man. Some of you are going to die because you're going to hesitate. You're going to hesitate, and you're going to worry first. And those of us that have had to be criminals, and those of us that have had to operate outside the law, man, we already took care of that. And I think that's what the New World Order fears most of all. And I think they'd be more scared of a Revere Radio Network or any other outfit, Revolution Radio, those guys. I think they would be more afraid of us if we ever took this thing to get bigger than it is now, than they do of Jack Blood and Alex Jones and all those guys combined, because we don't give a fuck. You know, I'm one to say no. You won't fuck with me? No. That's what they're afraid of. You know, so you people out there, start thinking like criminals. Because, I mean, you're already a thought criminal. Start acting like a real criminal. You know, and I'm not advocating anybody go out and become a drug dealer. And I'm not advocating anybody go out and rob a house just to see what it is to be a fucking criminal. Because that's stupid. You know, but just start thinking that way. Begin thinking opposite of how you usually do. You know, let me put it to you like this. Is one thing a criminal fears when they're breaking into a house or whatever, is somebody waking up, right? And just based purely on that, most of you would say, well, we're all woken up, now let's go get the criminal. Well, no, it doesn't work that way, you see. After you wake up, you have to get out of bed, turn on the light, get your gun, and then go get the criminal. You see what I'm saying here? So, yeah, many of us have woken up, and we're still sitting up, looking around going, what was that noise? I think I know what that noise was. I think somebody's breaking into my house. Well, you know what, man? It's time for us to get up out of bed, turn on the fucking light, and get the gun. You know, and once again, I'm not telling you to go get your gun and go start some shit, but you get the analogy here, man. You get the allegory. You know, but think like a criminal. When you gotta go get ID and when you gotta go handle your business with the man, think like a criminal. Think of ways of getting around it. You know what I mean? It's time to change our mindset to one of survival, to one of criminality, because that's what we're gonna become immediately the minute the next, you know, another terrorist attack happens or, you know, just something goes down. We're all gonna end up criminals anyway. You already are kind of a criminal if you're here listening to my dumbass rant and rave. You know, so, let me tell you something, man. And they fear me ranting and raving, trying to get you riled up to do something, man. And they do a lot of shit. You know, somewhere off, way off in the middle of cyberspace, there's an echelon system that's probably clicked on, man. And hearing the rantings and raving of a half-stoned, you know, retard in the middle of the fucking morning, man, that's going to freak them out a little bit more, because I'm kicking you in the ass. I'm trying to get you to do something here, and I'm telling you to think like a criminal. You know, I'm planting the seed in your head so that when you wake up tomorrow, you'll start thinking like a criminal. And that puts even more fear and panic into these motherfuckers. You know, so wake up, man. Look around. Think like a criminal. Think of ways to get over on somebody. Think of ways to do that, and you'll begin to see this New World Order bullshit come into a whole new fucking light. I mean, this will help you along in your process of educating yourself. You know, and let me tell you, don't feel bad. It doesn't make you a bad person. You know, I'm asking you to think like a criminal, not act like a criminal. You know what I mean? You're not a bad person. You've got nothing to be ashamed of, man. This is going to be part of our survival. It's going to be intricate. Okay? It's knowledge to be had. And you never know. You might just learn a little something new about yourself. Anyway, this is Rasta Gnostic on Revere Radio Network and Loop Radio. There's a song. Let's go into some... Yeah, a little 9-inch nails for your ass. Isn't that special? And we're back. Wasn't that a great song, man? I love 9-inch nails. You know, last night, I sat here with a good friend of mine, Jenny. We watched The Power of Nightmares. And if you've never seen that, man, it goes into how politicians use myths in order to keep society together. And it shows the differences between the Islamist myth and the American myth. You know, this whole America's role in the world is to fight, you know, fucking evil and carry on, and we're all about freedom. And it talked about how the neocons are specifically the ones who push this agenda. Now, it got me to thinking that nowadays, I mean, let's face it, man, America's a myth. You know what I mean? This fantastic land with a constitution that was all about freedom. I mean, at this point in our lives, it's been reduced down to a myth. And, you know, I guess I gotta say, I had a fucking paradigm shift, man. I mean, it seems like now, throughout entire history, all we've done as humanity is we've chased these myths. You know, the myth of America, the myth of Jesus Christ, the myth of God. You know, and those were given to us by our controllers so that we have some kind of purpose and some kind of meaning. You know, and I often sit here wondering to myself, and maybe you have too, that, you know, what other way of organizing humanity is there besides government, besides politicians? Now, that's a hard one. Because what really would we do with complete freedom, man? I'm pretty sure I've brought this up before on other shows, but do we even really know how to handle complete freedom? I mean, do you know what that is? You know, these myths, one of the most detrimental things that I see that comes from them is that if we spend our entire lives involved with these myths and chasing after these myths, then how do we know what's real? How do we know? How do we know these people aren't really protecting us from some ultimate danger that we don't know about and they're afraid to tell us, but they'll label it as other things? You know, just like, you know, going to your 9-to-5 fucking job and going to college and working on your fucking yard and your car and living in your cracker box house. I mean, let's face it, that's servitude labeled as freedom. It's a myth. It's a myth. And most people believe that if they can live the college dream and then get the fucking job and then get the cracker box house, so that all they have to do for the rest of their lives is be a slave to their fucking mortgage and have a green yard, how is that freedom? It's not. And if we win this thing, how are we going to know what freedom is? We don't have a fucking clue what it is. I've never been free. Have you? No. Yeah, so I think one of the fundamental questions that gets overlooked is that question right there. What is freedom? What specifically is it? Because I think freedom's different for everybody. And the founding fathers, they made an okay attempt at helping us realize that. But in reality, man, if we win this thing, if we defeat the New World Order, if that's not a myth as well, you know, if we defeat the New World Order, how the fuck are we going to know where to start? When all we've known is that we've been controlled, and all that we've known is that we've been captives and we've been slaves. I mean, are we really in a position to free ourselves? And how are we going to cope with the people who can't handle freedom? How are we going to cope with the sheeple who, when it's all said and done and we're free again, how are we going to handle those people? They're going to be mentally ill. Some people can't exist without a control. Some people can't exist without a myth. And we see that a lot. And we see that, and I'm not knocking Christians here, but we see that a lot in the Christian community as well. Without that myth of Jesus Christ, they don't know what to do with themselves. And it seems like a lot of the time people turn to religion because they don't know how to operate without somebody telling them what to do. And when you're out of people telling you what to do, well, then let's go to this book, the Bible. And unfortunately, man, that causes a rift a lot of the time. Because it's easier for people to surrender their minds and surrender their wills to even just a book than it is to accept their freedom and to accept personal responsibility. You know, people just can't accept that there's evil in the world. No, they have to have a fucking label for it, a fucking reason for it. Well, what's wrong with just accepting that there's evil? I mean, why does it have to have a root? We're never going to get rid of it. You know, in my spiritual teaching, this physical world this physical world that we interact with is the last rung on the ladder. We're in hell, and there's nowhere to go but up from here. But we have these controllers who have fed us that this isn't, you know, this isn't the bottom rung, that this is, you know, whatever. Yeah, that this isn't bottom rung, that there's an actual hell, that there's a place to go and be punished. God damn. You know, I wish you people could see that. You know, and maybe I'm going off on this because some of the things that have happened with Revere, but fuck, man. I mean, look at all the forms of control that are on us. They all involve some form of punishment, man. And I say, if your God is merciful and loving and wants to forgive you, then there's no way in hell there'd be a punishment. Explain that one to me. Explain that one to me. You know, I have children, and I punish those children, but I don't punish them for eternity. So how can I expect a God figure to want to punish me for eternity if he's merciful and if he loves me? Man, that's where I find the flaw in the logic of literal Christianity. And that's the key word there, literal Christianity. When you take anything on its literal face, when you take anything at face value, it's literal, and it's a form of control. You know, think about that. You fuck around with God, you get infinitely punished in hell. You fuck around with the government, you get infinitely punished in a camp. You know, connect the fucking dots here, man. So again, my question is, how can you be free? How can you be free, and how can you behave freely when you have to be afraid of this punishment all the time? How can a father figure be merciful if he's going to punish you for eternity? It's a contradiction in terms. You know, I quote Bill Hicks here, man. You know, we're all fellow vibrations in the mind of God, whose name is love. And just more and more and more, it just strikes me how much we follow these things just to make ourselves feel comfortable. And we never really embrace freedom. Because to embrace freedom means that we have to allow evil to exist in the world. You know, and I'm sorry, folks, I don't give a fuck what you say to me. You're never going to get rid of evil. Never. It's been here since the beginning. It will be here at the end. You're never going to get rid of it. All you can hope to do is contain it and recognize it when it happens. That comes with freedom. Because if you don't have that evil in the world, you cannot be free. You know, I'm sorry. Adam and Eve were not free. You know, and anybody who accepts literal Christianity, you know, God gave us free will. Nobody can deny that, right? He gave you free will. Now explain to me how you can have free will, but yet, if you don't obey God, you're going to hell. You know, I wish you'd realize that God doesn't want you to fucking love him because you're scared of him. God doesn't want you to love him because you're afraid of going to hell. Man, that defeats the fucking purpose. You know, our Creator wants us to love him because we love him, because he is the source of all creation, no matter what that God's name is. We respect him because it's the source of all things, not because he's going to put us away in hell. You know what? Me as a father, it freaked me out if my kids only loved me because they're afraid of getting hit. I mean, come on, man. Explain your fucking logic to me. Explain it. You literalist Christians out there, explain this shit to me. How can you profess freedom when you don't even know what the fuck it is? Because when I hear this, I have to obey God and do all this bullshit. Man, I don't hear freedom there. I don't hear freedom. And no, I don't believe I'm going to burn in hell for the things I've done. I'm human. You know, explain that logic to me. How can you be punished for something that you're born with? To me, that's like a child being born retarded and the parents putting him up in the attic simply because he was born retarded. You had no control over that. So my question to you is, you literalist Christians out there, if I'm born with original sin, what the fuck is the point? If that sin's going to be in me my entire life and I'm going to be punished for being sinful, explain that to me. Explain that to me. If one of you has lived your fucking life without sin, show me. I will call you a fucking liar every single time. You know, and, you know, I actually didn't mean the last part of my show to be a rant on Christianity, on literalist Christianity anyway. You know, but this is how it turns out, because I'm so annoyed by this. I'm so annoyed at the hypocritical contradictions that are out there. You know, God loves you. Jesus wants to save you. Oh, but don't fuck up because you'll burn in hell for the rest of your life. That's bullshit, man. That's bullshit, and I ain't buying it. And it's bullshit because I'm a parent and I would never, ever punish my kid for the rest of his life. You know, human beings throughout history have shown the capability of having unconditional love. Now tell me, if your God is perfect, then how can he have conditional love? Explain it to me. See, but none of you can. All you can do is throw scripture at me. Well, scripture don't mean shit, man. It's the words of men who said they were inspired by God. And if you're going to buy that bullshit, guess what, dudes? I got oceanfront property in Arizona. I'll sell it to you cheap. You know, so the question is, what is freedom? What is it? I don't think any of us knows really what we're talking about when it comes to freedom. I mean, I have an idea, but I'm pretty liberal when it comes to shit. You know, I also have a problem with Christians who feel that they're going to burn in hell because they're mingling with forsaken folks. Let's use that word, forsaken. You know, when I read the New Testament, man, Jesus Christ was hanging with the shit of the earth. He was hanging with those people who weren't accepted by anybody. No, but you Christians, man, you don't see that. So you feel safer hanging with other people who think the way you do. Why? Because to actually go down with the ugly motherfuckers down there, the sinners, means that you have to put your fucking God where your mouth is, man, and most of you can't do it. Most of you can't do it. You stay and you hang, just like in the Patriot movement, where everybody just hangs with other Patriots and doesn't get involved with the rabble. Well, you know what, man? You're not doing that, and therefore, your religion is purpose. It has no purpose. It has no purpose if you're not going to carry that message to people who might need it. You understand what I'm saying? When's the last time one of you Christians walked into a Satanist church and preached your word? Probably fucking never. Probably never. You understand what I'm saying? If you're going to call yourself a Christian, then you lead yourself by example. You know, when's the last time one of you Christians went into a bank and raised hell because of usury? You never have. You never have. You know, but it's easier for you to call me, somebody like me, a Satanist, or somebody else a witchcraft practicer, and all this bullshit, man. But when's the last time you ever confronted one of us? You know, when's the last time you showed a Satanist any mercy, or any compassion, or love, which was the basis of Christ? When's the last time any of you did that? No, you talk shit. You hate. You hate. You tell somebody like me I'm going to burn in hell, when I know differently. You know, so that's what bothers me about all this, man, about this Christian versus non-Christian, patriot versus non-patriot. You know, I'm a patriot, and I'm in this freedom movement, and when I run into somebody who doesn't understand, I don't treat them like an idiot. I don't treat them like an asshole. You move with compassion. You move with understanding. You move with the idea that these people have suffered. You know, but literalist Christians don't think that way. Oh, I'm not going to hang with you because I don't want to burn in hell. Well, you know what? That's selfish. And it's that same selfishness that I'm not going to get with you because I might burn in hell. Think about that. That's fucking selfish. That's worrying about you. It seems to me if you're going to walk the path of Christ, you're going to worry about getting other people to heaven and getting other people out of sin before you worry about yourself. You know, just like here at this show, man, I'm more worried about getting y'all riled up. I'm more worried about getting you guys going than myself. You know, so where's your example? Where's your example, man? I've heard a lot of fucking talk, and I ain't seen nothing but contradictions, cursing, and threatening me with hell. You know, maybe if you guys moved with compassion and moved with real love, which is the true teaching, which is the true meaning of your Christ, maybe you'd get a lot further. Maybe you wouldn't feel so bad about yourself, because I'm pretty sure you feel like shit after you just told somebody that they're going to burn in hell and God doesn't love them and you don't want to talk to them. I think that makes you the asshole. I really do. You know, so let's go on to another song, man. And if you guys are so fucking riled up about this, answer my questions from this last segment. Answer them. But answer me in a form that isn't your usual scriptural bullshit. Alright? Let me see how it's worked for you, and then we'll talk about this. Fuck. Anyway, I'm Lost Agnostic, man. Here's a tune for you. We'll be right back. You know, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea here. You know, I don't hate literalist Christians. I don't. I just think that we as a species, humanity, we've lived so long with these controls on us. We've lived so long with these myths. We've lived so long with lies that it's to the point that they're ingrained in us. And what scares me about this entire thing is that even after we win, we're just going to end up right back where we were, and I don't want that for us. You know, I think it's time we begin to let go of these myths, let go of these childish stories that make us feel good, that make us feel better, and realize that, you know, unless we work together, unless we break these barriers down, unless you guys stop being assholes, and even you Satanists and pagans out there, if you stop getting defensive, and we let ourselves be vulnerable to each other as common humans, I think we'll get a lot further. And we'll have a greater understanding of what we can accomplish and what we can do on this planet. You know, I wish I could explain to you the deep down love that I have for all of you. But that's something that can't be put into words. And you know, I was a literalist Christian at one time too. I voted Clinton and all that. I mean, I was a complete sheeple. But there came a time in my life when I had to realize that the only way to be free and that the only way to have some understanding of reality is to let all that go. Let it go. You know, the alcoholics have a phrase, let go and let God, and that's exactly what we need to do. We need to stop damning each other and start loving each other. You know, and that's my main problem, is that Christianity is a religion of love, it's a religion of understanding, it's a religion of mercy and compassion. Yet the people who proclaim it don't behave in such a way. You don't. And it doesn't matter how much scripture you throw at me, and it doesn't matter how much, you know, how many excuses and explanations you have, it's not going to jive with me because you don't behave that way. You know, I don't expect Christ to throw it when he comes back, to throw fucking scripture at me and to damn me to hell. You know, so if you get offended, fine, that's all on you. But it wasn't my point to offend. I think I'm voicing the opinion and the frustration of many people out there, many people who would be very strong to this movement. It could participate and give a lot, but they're scared because of the way that we treat people is because we're permeated by people who call themselves Christian, yet fuck with other people. And the time for that is to end, man. That's the thinking that's put into us by our captors. That's the thinking that's put into us by our controllers. You know, so if you're going to move in the name of Christ, then move the way Christ did. You know, show the sheeple, show the Satanists, show the pagans, show them love, show them mercy, show them compassion. Don't damn them, take them in. Just like patriots, when we deal with the sheeple, we can't blame them. It's that whole forgive them for they know not what they do. We can't get mad at them. We can't hold them responsible because they're only acting out what's been put into them. All of us are. And until we start taking these people in with love and showing them that we understand and showing them that it's safe here, that it's safe here, that you're not going to get fucked with, that you're not going to get damned, then and only then will we win. Then and only then will we be what we truly are, reflections of the God, of the Lord God, whose perfect name is love. So, don't get me confused. You know, don't be afraid to say hi to me, because I don't hate you. I just hate some of the shit you do. And I'm trying to get you to realize that the time for damning people is not now. The time for excluding people is not now. If anything, right now we need to be bringing people in. And once again, we're not going to bring them in without love, compassion, and understanding. And if we keep going down this same path of damning and blaming and cursing and excluding, then we're no better than the New World Order. We're no better than the fucking reptilians who control us. Bet y'all love that, fucking reptilians, right? So you get my drift. So, with that being said, you know, the next time you run into a sheeple, or the next time you run into a non-Christian, remember that. Remember how Christ treated the people that were below him. That's it for my show, guys. This is Rostinos of Galoop Radio. Stay tuned for Garen after me. You know, coming up, I think we're going to have a new night of shows. We got the new guy, Chris Grenade. Stop by RevereRadioNetwork.com. Check out our t-shirts, mouse pads, all that good shit. You can even get the fucking news there. Come to our forums at RevereRadioNetwork.com and also PatriotLeague.info. That's my website, League of Unified Patriots. I think the website sucks and the forums are boring, but hey, come on by and say hi. You know, if anything, you can pick up the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Citizens Rulebook all on PDF. You don't have to pay the buck for it. So, you know, come on by and say what's up, man. Come say hi to Rostinostic, or, you know, we got Jenny over there. Come say hi to Rob. Come say hi to, you know, Rex and the rest of us. It's good to hear from y'all. You can email me at rasta@revereradionetwork.com. I'll see y'all next week. We are the ones.
up when you free your eyes, eternal prize. Oh.